The Giddings Livestock Commission holds its auction every Monday. Hundreds of cows pass through here, brought by their rightful owners to be sold to the highest bidder. But every now and then, auction manager Larry Shoddy says a contraband cow finds its way into the mix.
Probably about a year ago, a little over, this one guy was bringing in, he'd always bring in some cattle for his mom.
These were crossbred cattle, the same kind every visit.
And this one particular time he came in with a couple of longhorns, and I thought it was kind of an odd deal.
Turns out it was.
Those cattle were stolen. The guy was working on a ranch and decided to steal a couple of calves from the guy he worked for.
Stories like this are becoming more and more common. Ranchers saw a sharp jump in cattle rustling last year in Texas and Oklahoma. Over 10,000 cows and horses were reported missing or stolen. That's an almost 40% increase from the year before. It's a trend that surprised some in law enforcement. Doug Hutchison is a special ranger commissioned by the Texas Department of Public Safety to investigate cattle theft. He points out that since the drought ravaged herds in 2011, there's simply less and less Texas cattle to steal.
I was really starting to think that maybe we were going to see a downturn because, you know, these ranchers out here are watching so closely to what they have and what's going on with the downsize of the herd, it's a little easier to track.
He might have had another reason to expect a decline in thefts. Penalties against rustlers were toughened by Texas lawmakers in 2009. Now the crime could put you in prison for up to 10 years. But ironically, more and more cattle have gone missing or stolen since that law was passed. Richard Hartley chairs the Criminal Justice Department at UT San Antonio. He says it goes to show that tougher sentencing doesn't generally serve as a deterrent. After all, cattle rustlers plied their trade even when the penalty was death.
And if you read a lot of the research or even just historical writings on that era, you know, when there was hangings in the town square, crime would actually go up, right? Because you had a lot of people congregated in an area where pickpocketers would, you know that we can steal stuff from them.
Hartley says the reasons people do or don't resort to crime has to do with other things. And that brings us back to the drought Hutchison mentioned. There's less cattle because of it, but the cattle that's left is more valuable, making it an appealing target for thieves. Special Ranger Hutchison says those thieves are often desperate to feed drug addictions.
Not always, but I would say the majority of these cases are driven by the meth community. And they know it's some quick cash.
Ranchers I spoke with mentioned the rise in hobby ranches as another possible reason. These are ranches owned by urban professionals who may only visit infrequently. That leaves their cattle less supervised and easier to steal. Something else that makes cattle theft easier? Hungry cows. And that brings us to the drought yet again, says the Giddings Livestock Commission's Larry Shoddy.
During a drought, those cattle will come to a pen so much easier because they're hungry. So it actually makes it easier for somebody to steal something.
Others, though, point to a simpler reason for the uptick in theft. The economy. The slow economic recovery hasn't yet arrived in many parts of rural Texas, leaving some willing to take the risk of cattle rustling, regardless of the penalties. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.